Welcome to the Cups of Consciousness show. I am Alea Dow, your host. I'm a doctor of oriental medicine, a sound healer, the author and founder of the Seven Cups of Consciousness. I have produced 9 sound healing albums and have recorded over 2,000 meditations online. I am an energy practitioner and help people shift their consciousness using their energetic fields. And this show is all about using your energetic fields to shift your consciousness, as well as exploring energetic concepts that help you create a more empowered and connected life. This episode is an energetic session that explores concepts, energetic practices, and protocols that are similar to a prayer, which help you transform particular aspects of your life. When you listen, recognize that some part of you is using your energetic fields to shift your vibration, which in turn shifts your consciousness, your behaviors, your beliefs, how you react and respond. You might even go into an altered state, so use caution if you're driving or doing something that requires a focused mind. With all of this work that I present, remember that it is your energy shifting you in your own unique way. That way you stay in control and empower with your process. So take a deep breath in, pull yourself into your line of light, and explore your inner terrain in a safe and supported space. Let's dive in. An energetic protocol to assist you in deeply, profoundly receiving your wisdom, your mastery, your passion, that then gives you a greater sense of self-confidence, but humility, gratitude, and also creates a really beautiful magnetic draw. We invite you to take a deep breath in, to pull your energy and awareness into your divine soul rider and body and teams. We invite your guides, your advisors that have been working with you for eons to encircle you. The guides, advisors, nature spirits that have been working with your body, Deva, for eons to encircle your body. The guides and advisors that have been working with your team for eons to encircle your teams. And there's a sweetness. It might even make you a little weepy of like the love of these beings that have been working with you for so long, holding space for you in your evolutionary process, the slow and the steady. And as they encircle you, we invite you, Soul Rider, your body, your teams, each one of you individually, to reflect with your guides and your advisors. What is the keystone piece that you have been working on for lifetimes? There is one keystone piece. Maybe you, Soul Rider, have been working on cultivating mastery of peace or clarity or compassion or kindness or discernment. It should be clarity. There is one very particular vibrational keystone piece that you have been working on for eons. Invite some energetic aspect of you. To identify that very particular vibration that is your keystone piece at an essence level. There you go. Tap into that vibration. Embody gratitude. Embrace, integrate that keystone vibrational piece you've been working on for eons. Everything builds off of that one. Just get your keystone piece. Don't worry about anything else. You will use that keystone piece to draw everything that which you desire to you, to create, to manifest, to inspire, to motivate, to link your self-worth and your self-love with that vibration that neutralizes then the self-critic, the doubt. I am embodying my keystone mastery, my keystone peace. When we do light language, it bypasses the mental body and your energetic fields kick into actualization. There we go. Good. And breathe. holding space that in some dimension, some energetic aspect of you embodies your keystone mastery piece. Inviting your higher self, body, divas, higher self, and teams to bring all of your reference points for your self-love, for your self-worth, for fulfillment, for purpose and meaning back to that keystone vibrational piece. Breathe. Balancing and stabilizing. And then a mantra that you could do as you move in the day, sleep, dream, and play, would be, I use the vibration of my mastery, which is my keystone piece, to draw to me that which I desire. And the fun thing about this is you might not mentally have any idea what that is. Now, you might have a sense of it initially, but remember that as you evolve, your awareness increases. And so if you don't know what it is, that's okay. Just make that request that some part of you is energetically embodying, receiving, utilizing this keystone vibrational mastery piece that you've been working on for eons, using that vibration to call to you appropriate relationships, opportunities that are the match for this passion, this wisdom, this mastery. And also holding your reference points for your self-love, your self-worth, your fulfillment, your purpose, your meaning, and direct connection with that vibration. And then you never get entangled in relationships, in a mission. You never lose yourself because you've anchored your sense of self-love, self-worth, fulfillment, purpose, meaning to your own evolutionary vibrational process. Taking a deep breath in, balancing and stabilizing, updating all of your grids, all your reference points, all ways in which you perceive. Letting that integrate. You have been listening to the Cups of Consciousness show with me, Alea Dow. Receive a free month of the Cups of Consciousness. Go to 7cupsofconsciousness.com. When you get your free month, you will get 5 cups a week for 4 weeks. You'll also receive access to a live Tall Cup of Consciousness session. Feel free to review the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Aho.